Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Ridgeline Minerals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol RDG and on the OTCQB under the symbol RDGMF. We are chatting again with the president and CEO, Chad Peters. Now, Chad is also doing this interview live from the floor at PDAC. So if you hear any background noise, hey, we'll just need to deal with it. Chad, we really do appreciate you taking some time away from the show to share some updates on recent news releases that have come out of the company. Now, Ridgeline Minerals is focused in Nevada. The company has a handful of projects in their project portfolio. We're going to be focusing a lot on the Salina project because just yesterday, June 13th, the company released the first two drill holes from the 2022 drill program at the Salina project. These holes focused at the CRD project. Now, headline number being 3 meters, grading 40.2 grams per ton silver, 3 grams per ton gold, 0.2% lead, 6.8% zinc. Now, there's a lot of metals within these drill results, these two holes, but I think the importance is the step out distance from past drilling at the CRD target. Chad, take us through the location of these holes and what the significance is there first, please.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. So that's what we've really been trying to get across to folks is the significance of these drill holes, right? We stepped out 2.5 kilometers from our original discovery, which is a shallow oxide, very near surface silver gold play at our Chinchilla target. We stepped out 2.5 kilometers based on a conceptual target saying, okay, if we're seeing silver gold here, we should drill back towards the porphyry and we should start seeing high grade silver gold, lead and zinc. And that's exactly what we did. So we stepped out 2.5 kilometers. We hit the zone exactly in the same host horizon that hosts the mineralization at surface, which is 3 kilometers away, and hit two 15-meter zones with these high-grade intervals, including in them. So like you just mentioned, it is a fair bit of metal to be packed into one headline there. Just for context, if you were to say, you know, what's the silver equivalent at today's metal prices, no recoveries, anything like that, but what would that look like? That 3 meter intercept, the headline is 3 meters of about 700 grams silver equivalent, right? That's a pretty significant, you know, significant grade. If you look at it from a zinc equivalent perspective, let's say it would be about 12%. So, you know, these are significant hits. The gold and the zinc is the highest grade gold and zinc we as a company have drilled at any of the holes on the project. So it shows that zonation of the system back towards the porphyry. And you know, we're still at that early. This isn't a resource delineation program, right? We are doing big step outs. We're looking for the edge of this system, and we still haven't found it, right? We're still hitting on every hole as we step out, and it shows just how big this thing is. So we're very excited about it.
Yeah, Chad, those are not just step outs. Those are really big step outs. Some companies are doing 50-meter step outs, 100-meter step outs. You're doing 2.5-kilometer step outs. So the fact that you're continuing to find the same kind of mineralization with the gold, the zinc, and the silver is very impressive. Are you going to keep testing that outer boundary then and with the future drill holes and go even further afield? Or do you think there's some spots in between where you stepped out that you'd like to target next?
We're actually switching over. We were doing this with reverse circulation or RC drilling with our strategic drilling contract for these first two holes. And these two holes, you know, 37 and 38, both hit wide-spaced holes. And we're switching over to core now starting in August. We were able to secure a rig, which was very lucky. And we're going to switch over to core. We'll drill a few holes in between the existing discovery and hole 37. And we'll also keep on, the whole goal is to keep on growing this thing, right? What's really clear with these results is just how big this thing is. We've now got 4 kilometers of down dip extent from surface all the way down to 650 meters in the same bed all the way down. And that zone is anywhere from 5 to 45 meters thick on average. So it just depends. If you're near a structural zone, you get a high grade zone that could be 40 meters thick. Sometimes you end up with a 3 to 5 meter zone like we drilled. So we need to get more holes into this thing and really start, I think, hitting some of these high grade centers. And I think we can dramatically improve both thickness and grade moving forward with future holes.
So when that core rig lands on site, what will the attack strategy be? How much further will the step outs happen? When do you start infilling to build a resource? How is that all going to play into this?
I think you got to do it kind of in parallel, right? I think you got to continue infilling, showing continuity, trying to get a good feel for the structural controls. So that's always a critical part of it. And then you got to keep stepping out too, right? Like I'm hesitant to go in, you know, in any situation, I'm always hesitant to start putting a resource together until you know the extent, you know, the outer extents of your ore body, right? There's no sense, you know, Like, for example, we just found historic results through last week that we announced for the Juniper target, which is a kilometer south of our original discovery, right at surface. And we were able to get historic drill holes that had up to 7.7 meters of 725 gram silver and a gram and a half gold, right? And that was data we weren't aware of. So until we keep, you know, testing all of these targets, seeing what the scale and potential size of these things are, I think we're hesitant to start, you know, aggressively moving forward with the resource, because it just, so far, we haven't been able to find the edges of the system yet.
Yeah, Chad, it's still early days, so we wish you well as you continue to step out and delineate where the boundary of this may be. But what I want to do is maybe give you a minute to unpack this to investors, in the sense that when you have a polymetallic deposit like this, where you've got gold and silver and zinc and lead, sometimes investors have a hard time wrapping their head around it. You already kind of gave us some equivalent examples just for reference, but how do you want investors to think of this project? Is it a gold project? Is it a silver project? Is it a zinc project? Which of those are you more excited about? And then from the takeaway from these drill results, you've got these high grade zones, but then also these wider disseminated mineralization. How do you want people to think of this project?
Well, you know, I think we're still, if you look at the history of Selena, I mean, we've never stayed tied to any one description of the project, right? At the end of the day, we've let the data really drive, you know, what, you know, data drive what kind of project it is. That being said, I'd say that the largest metal budget in the system is certainly silver so far. And there's three different distinct deposit types that we can discover here. We have the CRD, which we just confirmed, higher lead, especially higher zinc, and gold increasing, right? That's in the CRD target that we just drilled. Then you got the original discovery, which is more of just silver and gold. It has a little bit of lead and zinc in it, but honestly, I doubt that it would be a considerable, you know, addition to an economic scenario, right? It's usually 0.5% to 1% typically. And then we also have an oxide gold system on the farthest reaches of the project. That's farthest away from the porphyry. And so depending on the type of target we drill, you can have a gold and zinc play at the CRD and silver, just gold and silver, or gold only, depending. So I think the best way to classify this project for now, it's certainly a silver dominant system, but there's going to be some really exciting kickers of gold and zinc in there as well.
So Chad, when do you start looking into recoveries? When you deal with these multi-element systems, by using silver or gold equivalent, we do need to consider your recoveries eventually. So when do you start looking into that?
You know, I think it's important to get at it early. I think you got to understand, you know, before you go and spend millions on trying to define, you know, a resource or whatever, you need to know if they can be economically extracted, right? So the sooner you can get at it, the better. I think once we start drilling core, we'll definitely start doing some flotation tests, some vat leach tests, try to understand, you know, how are the metals coming out? What could that look like? And then we go from there. But I think the nice thing about having a polymetallic deposit, right, is it gives you a little bit of flexibility, right? If you have something that you have silver and gold driving the main economics of your deposit, but you also have a really nice zinc kicker, for example, and a little bit of lead, gives you a little flexibility with development, mining options, all that kind of stuff. So I think it's a good scenario to be in.
Well, Chad, one other thing that you released to the market back on June 8th was that Ridgeline has acquired a historic drill database at the Selena project. So it's always nice to get your hands on some more data. What are you excited about in the purchase of this database?
Well, one, the purchase was actually free. That was probably the best part about the whole thing. It actually was kind of a friendly deal with our neighbors to the north at NevGold Corp. They ended up having all this data. And, you know, we pretty much approached them and said, hey, guys, you know, is there any chance we could acquire this from you? And they said, of course. And we were able to get it for them for free. And there's multiple six drill holes with meaningful silver and gold results in them right at surface at this Juniper target that's directly south of our discovery. So that hole I mentioned previously, you know, 7.7 meters of 725 grams silver and a gram and a half gold, that had two including intervals of it of 0.3 meters of 6.6 kilograms per ton silver and 8 grams gold, and 1 meter of 22.4 kilograms per ton silver and 5.1 grams gold. So that is a complete step change for the company, right? We've never drilled anything of that grade yet. I think we will, but that showed us that you can produce bonanza grade gold and silver at the project. I haven't even gotten into metal equivalents on that. I haven't really bothered with it because it's that high grade, but it would be considerable, right? So that shows to us that the system just keep, you know, there's tons of potential here and we need to keep drilling multiple targets and seeing how big it can get.
How much is this new database or this historical database going to play into near-term drill plans for you guys?
We will be drilling follow-up and confirmation holes this fall on that target. Yeah. I mean, I think when you're drilling, when you have those kind of grades starting at surface to 15 meters down, you know, that's the best case scenario for us, right? So I think we can come in, show that you can grow that Juniper target, and hopefully continue seeing the kind of grades that we see in the historic drilling. And we have the core. I'm actually showing the core off of PDAC today, right? So it's, you know, we've seen the core. It's very similar style of mineralization and alteration as our original discovery. It's just dramatically higher grades. So I'm pretty excited to go drill it this fall.
Chad, just one more quick question. You know, you're switching from the RC drilling to the core drilling. In a general sense for investors, why should they care about that? Why is that important for the company to switch to more of a diamond core drill moving forward?
Well, you know, the reason we partnered with, you know, my RC drilling partner when we formed the company is because RC is a really great exploration tool, right? It's quick, it's cheap, allows you to drill a lot more holes than you maybe would have been able to drill if you were drilling core, just purely based on cost. But at the end of the day, once you make a significant discovery, you should be drilling that off with core. It's better quality recovery. You get more structural data, which means you can then apply that to the next drill hole. When you're dealing with RC, you're mostly able to focus on, okay, it graded this, and I can look at it and understand that it's a limestone or it's altered or whatever, but you don't get structural information there. So we'll be switching over to core. You know, this was a significant discovery to drill the 2.5 kilometer step out, and for us to continue advancing and going after some of these higher grade structural targets, we need to be drilling core, getting the best possible recovery, and then using that to target future holes. So it's a good move. I think it's a positive sign, right? It's showing this project is progressing beyond just wildcat exploration, and this is a bona fide discovery now, and I think it's going to be a pretty exciting program this fall.
All right, Chad, wrap us up then quickly. Overview in terms of near-term news flow. What can we expect?
You bet. So Nevada Gold Mines is going to be starting drilling at the Swift Project shortly. I believe they're already building the roads, hopefully right now, I think, is the news I got from them. So that'll be at Swift, fully funded by them as our partners. That's an earn-in, so we'll have news coming out of there throughout the summer. We're always working on new acquisitions, new stories for the company. And so we're working on some pretty cool ideas there that I think our shareholders will really like. And then on top of it, we'll be doing our best to get the Selena project up and drilling as quick as we can.
All right, Chad, appreciate this update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll follow up as some more news hits the market as well. Chad, thank you very much for the update. I hope you have a great time at the rest of PDAC.
Oh, thank you, guys. Cheers.